Well, fuck, man, so happy. I spent the last week just in fucking abject, fucking varying states of misery. You know, I got a letter, you know, I didn't get my check this month, and I got a fucking letter, you know, that said, well, we've overpaid you, and you owe the government $61,000. You know, as they did an audit over the, since 2008, and, you know, it's like, I have fucking problems, I'm crazy, I'm bipolar as hell, you know, you guys know me, and fucking, you know, there's times when, you know, I try to get normal, I try to do the right thing, be a fucking normal person, work, you know, do my warehouse work, do my thing. You know, but it was, I get fucking fired, you know, I fuck up, you know, it's like I'll miss a night of sleep, I'll be in there half delirious, you know, show up late, attendance issues, I've had, you know, just, fuck, you know, one thing or another, and, you know, it's been difficult for me, but there have been, you know, what, I guess, for that, 61 grand, good grief, I don't know how many months that makes, but like any month where I made over like $900 or $1,000, they, you know, they've gone back and audited it and said that I shouldn't have received payment. So, you know, that all added up. And then they said, okay, well, your benefits are terminated and you're fucked. You know, and I didn't get a check this month, and fuck, a crow almost crapped on me here. Up there above me. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, so, you know, I'm looking at everything. I had saved $350 and gave it to my dad and put it in trust with him. And if I hadn't had that, I wouldn't have been able to make rent. And I was looking at a situation where, you know, last week I've had, what, like 10 bucks or something, you know, I haven't, my whole thing, you know, and I was like looking forward this whole month and I'm thinking, how am I even going to make rent? Am I going to end up being homeless? What the fuck is going on? And, you know, it was saying my Medicare even was going to get terminated, and I didn't know what to do. And so anyway, I finally got a hold of this woman, Michelle, at the Social Security office here locally, and I talked with her on the phone the other day, and you know, it's just like, it's so weird, you know, the letters they send from the government are the most cryptic, bizarre things, and, you know, you can't make heads or tails of them, you know, and I'm someone who knows the English language very well. It's very strange stuff to read, and, you know, there's, whatever. So, you know, I finally contacted her, and she walked me through stuff, I signed the right forms. I had to do a review form where, you know, all this kind of stuff, talking about all kinds of medical blah, 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 and, you know, talking about what's been going on with me. But, you know, what's happened is that I'm getting my benefits back, and, like, about a week from now, I'll get my check as normal, and I'm gonna be all right. At least in the short term, I still am going to have to face some kind of a review. They're going to ask me, like, look, you know, were you, you know, fucking us around or something? It's like, because I had no idea what, I thought that the threshold for working when you're like, working too much where you should be reporting it was like $1,600 or something. or like way more than I was working. I mean, I've had a couple months in my life where I made more than like $1,300. Usually, you know, I've worked jobs where I make, you know, $10 an hour, sometimes $12 an hour. You know, I've had times where, you know, I had a good run at a job and worked there for like a whole year. You know, my best one was Nordstrom's distribution warehouse. I loved that job. I did well there, even though I was teetering on the edge. I was, you know, if I had missed one more day of work or been late like one more time, I mean, I was really on the edge where they were gonna, you know, I would have been fired. You know, by the rules, I don't think they would have given me a break. But as it happened, that stock market crash happened, and they laid off their, 12 most junior employees, which I happen to be one of, and so, you know, whatever, that was the end of that. But anyway, I'm counting, you know, just, man, kissing the sky, man, so happy, and I really just feel so fortunate and relieved, and, you know, the term a wake-up call, you know, it's just, you know, I feel blessed, and I'm going to redouble my efforts to really do my life's work and be diligent about writing my stuff and getting it out there, finishing my work and being the best writer I can be, and just giving as much as I can with my art and with, you know, myself and however I can. Yeah. You know, and watching getting too maudlin, you know, thinking the freaking world's an abysmal place, you know. Usually I'm pretty good about that anyway, but I definitely have my fucking moments where, yeah, you know. And the main thing that's been dogging me this last little while, this whole freaking year basically, it's just essentially been, you know, I get manic, I miss sleep, you know, I drink more than I should, and I'm just out there on a fucking roll. I put myself in dangerous situations that, you know, in the moment, you know, it's like I get a degree of fearlessness and I'm out there in the world, but man, I mean, the world pushes back sometimes, man, and crazy shit happens, and it can be dangerous out there. And, you know, I get hurt, I get in fights, you know, fuck, man, you know, I've been injured this whole year with one injury or another, you know, and essentially, I want to be safe, I want, you know, to be able to have an amount of control over myself, you know, and control's freaking whatever word, but I just want to develop habits that are a little safer, and, you know, still be me and not freaking, you know, try to teetotal or be freaking anything besides what I've always been. But I just want to do things a little more carefully and look out for my fucking life so I don't make my family worry, so I don't make you people worry, my loved ones worry, and, you know, and go through the kind of pain and fucking hard knocks lessons that I've certainly, you know, had a nice crash course in this whole year. So, you know, this, you know, here's my little document celebrating this day, and you know, I'm thanking my lucky stars, my angels, and just really feeling positive and good about life, and very fortunate and in a good way. You know, life really fucking feels good, and I wish the same kindness from life for all you people, especially people who are depressed and in tough situations. I really, man, I may the same good fortune blow your way. I remain your humble narrator. I love you all, and I bid you adieu. Much love, Gadget. Mwah. Bye-bye.